You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Podcast. Sam, joined by freshman guard of Rhodes College, Sarah Johnson, this week's SCAC Women's Basketball Player of the Week. And first of all, Sarah, congratulations and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Sarah, the Lynx now 14-5 on the year, 8-3 in SCAC play, coming off two huge road SCAC victories this past weekend against Trinity and Southwestern. Just talk about where this team's confidence is as we head down the last stretch of the SCAC regular season.
Well, because we just swept the West, actually, we're feeling pretty confident. But at the same time, we're about to play basically three teams in a row that we actually lost to at the beginning of the season. So we're just hoping to hopefully win out and get a really good seed going into the conference tournament.
Well, you mentioned sweeping the SCAC West, Sarah. You were a huge part of the reason why. Down 75-73 with 2.6 seconds left there in San Antonio against Trinity. You steal the inbounds pass, hit the game-tying layup to send the game into overtime, and then you score 11 of the team's 22 points in the five-minute extra frame to lead the Lynx to a victory, their first win in San Antonio in 11 years. Sarah, just take me through that play. Down 2 points with 2.6 seconds left. How were you able to steal that pass, put the layup in, and then take me through the overtime and how you guys are able to get the victory?
Well, ever since I've been playing, every coach I've ever had says, you know, the game's not over till the buzzer sounds, and we really all played exactly like that those last 2 seconds. The other players on the court didn't even know I had stolen the ball because they were so focused on not letting their man get the ball either, and it was a complete team effort in, like, denying the pass, and a little luck for sure that the girl didn't put much on the pass. But then when it came to overtime, even though Charwell Bell, our senior captain and leader, fouled out, everyone stepped up. We had three freshmen on the court for a while during the overtime, and it was just really good and a great experience for all of us to be able to step up when they needed us, and we all played our part. So it was awesome.
Sarah, as I mentioned, you're in your freshman year there at Rhodes College, your first season of collegiate basketball. What's been the biggest transition you've faced moving from high school and club basketball now to college basketball this year?
It's a lot different in that, especially the shot clock. I played AAU, and that was the only time that we actually have the shot clock. In high school basketball, obviously, it's not there, and that's a really big transition to, like, make sure you can get the shot off, and a lot of defenses really do scout you a lot better than I expected. They know all your tendencies. They know what your plays are. We'll be in the middle of a game and I'll try to call a play and they literally have a direct offense for that play. And it's just really different, and having to make things come out of nowhere is a little difficult for sure.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Podcast. Sam, joined by freshman guard of Rhodes College, Sarah Johnson, this week's SCAC Women's Basketball Player of the Week. And Sarah, as a freshman guard, talk about what it's been like having a senior guard in Charwell Bell, not only the type of leader that she is, but you know, being a freshman and having to go through that transition. What's it been like to have a teammate like that to look up to and really follow?
She is probably the best leader I've ever played with in my life. And it's not always just verbally, but it's always by the way she plays. Even if she's not hitting her shots or things aren't going the right way, she really has just an attitude that calms us all down. And before games, she always gives us, you know, a little pep talk, but it's just, she's never down on us, even when, you know, we're losing or we just lost the game and we all kind of played bad. She makes sure we're all focused and really knows how to communicate with all of us, which it's just something amazing. She's one of the smartest people I know on and off the court, and it just really shows, and it's actually been amazing. So
the Lynx are now in the middle of a stretch, Sarah. You have won 6 games in a row, 11 of your last 13 ball games. After starting the year 3-3, coaches always stress about being able to play your best basketball as we head down the second half of the season in February, and then as we get into March, obviously you're starting to play your best basketball. What's been the biggest difference you've noticed through this stretch from where you started out the year 3-3 and now, as I've mentioned, having won 6 in a row and 11 of your last 13?
Mainly at the beginning of the year, we were just having trouble doing our defense and just making sure we weren't fouling too much and all that. But as the year progressed, we've figured out all our roles, and it's become pretty obvious, like, what everyone is expected to do, and everyone really buys into that. Our coaches have really stressed during practice that even though we're not shooting too well, if we get the boards and we can get offensive and defensive boards, it's going to be really helpful for us in the long run. And especially because we haven't had many turnovers, that's really helpful. And I figure going into the SCAC tournament, and hopefully if we can pull it off the NCAA, that we'll just keep in that trend of not turning the ball over very much.
And finally, Sarah, final home weekend is coming up this weekend for the Lynx. You'll be at home for two SCAC contests against Oglethorpe and Birmingham Southern. Talk about the importance of not only protecting home floor, but also what the keys will be to get the results you're looking for this weekend.
Well, also because it's senior night, it's a big deal, and we all want to win really bad for Charwell. But first off, we have to secure a 2-0 against Oglethorpe just to solidify ourselves in the conference tournament. And also Birmingham Southern thumped us pretty bad when we went down there, so we kind of need to give them some payback and hopefully go into all the next games we play just knowing that they're preparing us for the tournament, and every game, every possession really does matter. And when it comes down to the line, a free throw here, a turnover there, it's all really going to count. So,
a native of Little Rock, Arkansas, freshman guard of Rhodes College, Sarah Johnson, again, this week's SCAC Women's Basketball Player of the Week. Sarah, again, congratulations and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.